This is Vatican Radio. I'm Chris Altieri. The hopes surrounding Pope Francis' upcoming visit to the Holy Land and the challenges faced by Palestinians living in the West Bank were two of the recurring themes encountered on Tuesday by the bishops from North America, Europe, and South Africa who are currently on a pilgrimage of solidarity to the Holy Land. Susie Hodges is accompanying the bishops on their pilgrimage and filed this report.
An oasis of peace in a land characterized by conflict. This was the apt metaphor used by the Vice-Chancellor of Bethlehem University to describe the unique and inspirational learning environment of this Catholic university, attended by Palestinian students from the local Muslim and Christian communities. During our talks with the students, they spoke eloquently about their studies and were quick to reject any labels concerning their religious affiliation, saying they were first and foremost Palestinians, and proud of it. But like all the other Palestinians living in the West Bank, they have to contend with the severe restrictions on movement resulting from Israel's separation wall and the checkpoints. A journey from East Jerusalem to Bethlehem, which previously had only taken 10 or 15 minutes, can now take up to 2 hours. Asked how they feel about the upcoming papal visit to Bethlehem, the students smiled broadly and spoke of their delight at his coming. And those hopes and expectations surrounding Pope Francis's visit to the birthplace of Jesus were also discussed during the bishop's other encounters on Tuesday, that included a meeting with senior Palestinian official Dr. Nabil Chayaf and with the mayor of Bethlehem, Vera Baboon, with the bishops in the Holy Land. I'm Susie Hodges.